Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Plenary Call Number 57 on the 17th of January, 2019 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Ram, Elaine, Eric, Lauren, Denise, Navid, Norm, Boban, Carrie Ann, and Kaveh. There are no observers at this time, and I have no apologies. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Jennifer. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Brenda. It's Jennifer here for the record. So item number one is just a reminder to please complete the doodle poll. There's a doodle poll that was circulated to the list regarding a potential face-to-face meeting after COVID around the May timeframe. This is an agenda item on the face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles next week to determine whether or not the group thinks it's actually necessary to have that meeting. However, we do want to start doing as much advanced planning as possible. So I think there's, last time I checked, 7 or 8 respondents to that doodle poll. So perhaps, Brenda, you could drop the link into the chat room and you can fill that out if you have not done so yet. Item B on the agenda is an item that Boban added, so perhaps you'll want to speak to it, but I assume this is just to remind everybody that there is a shutdown at the moment in the U.S., and so apparently, according to the latest articles, there should not be delays at Los Angeles Airport. However, things might change, so just keep that in mind. And Boban, was there anything else that you wanted to add to that particular agenda item? Boban, if you're speaking, we can't hear you, unfortunately.
Boban, you can hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So, no, nothing special, only the question a colleague raised it up. And so, Boban, what do you think about it? Do you have any status on it? And I said, okay, well, ask the people in the U.S. about it, because they're closer to the situation, and I'm fine with Dave's URL that he sent yesterday to the list, and I think there will be no delay or impact on wait times or something as due to the partial shutdown. So I'm fine with this one and have no questions.
Okay, thank you. With that, unless anybody else has any questions, I'll hand over to you, Lauren, for item number 2. Thanks.
So this is Lauren. Just a quick question regarding the hotel confirmations for LA. I haven't got anything just to make sure that, you know, this is coming or that I'm like a strange outlier.
Thanks. Lauren and other team members can correct me, but my understanding is that nobody has yet received the hotel confirmation. The hotel has been confirmed as the Jamaica Bay Inn, and it's very close to the Los Angeles International Airport, as well as the ICANN offices for those of you who have visited the offices before. It's a short cab journey from the airport. However, we will keep following up with our colleagues in the meetings team to make sure that you get the confirmation email like you usually do. However, I can assure you that the rooms have been booked and the Jamaica Bay Inn is the location of the hotel and will be where the meeting itself takes place as well.
Thanks a lot. Okay. So with Russ not being here yet, I will quickly go through the SSR1 recommendation stack, essentially what happened. So as we were struggling to kind of put all this stuff in the document as, you know, a group, what happened was that we decided on the leadership call to essentially pull already existing assessment text from the table into the final document. We did this in the following way. I pulled the text, did some edits, you know, so that it kind of works out, and Russ reviewed everything. There were a few where this wasn't possible, and we contacted the pen holders for these, and as far as I know, already they have done certain things. So essentially what we're calling the team to do is to really go through the document, not the table, but the final recommendation document, see if there are any errors, if there are any issues, if something is incomplete, if the kind of assessment is correct. This is obviously particularly important for the recommendations where you, whoever you is, has done research, because obviously both Russ and myself are not, you know, perfect, and we don't know everything about all the recommendations. So please, everyone, review them, make sure the document is in good shape, because we need to have a consensus call next week during the face-to-face meeting, and it would obviously be not very useful if things are not kind of up to standard by then. If there are any questions, please raise them. I see a hand. Carrie Ann, please go ahead.
Hello, and just a quick one. Once everybody has reviewed and provided comments, I was just wondering if the leadership team will be the ones that would just accept the changes and just clean the document, and everyone will just have consensus that that section of our report is just finalized, instead of having to revisit the text again once all the comments have been consolidated.
So that would be feasible. However, we have one problem, and that is that this document is shared on our drive, which means that everyone has edit rights, meaning that if people are able to press the track changes button, we would be able to kind of do that, and I'm happy to go ahead with that, so that essentially if everyone just uses the suggest mode, we can kind of track the changes, see what's going on, and then we can at least shorten down the amount of time necessary. If we're going ahead with this, I would, however, say we need to put a deadline on these suggestions so that someone in the leadership team has a chance to actually go through these and disseminate the then final text before the LA meeting. Does that sound okay to everybody?
This is Carrie. I think that's okay. I think that's what's needed. As I said on the last call, it's just to set a deadline to just close off on this text. So I'm in support of just putting a deadline and final comments being indicated in the suggested mode.
And Lauren, this is Denise. Apologies. I'm on the phone in transit, not on Adobe, but I think that's a good suggestion.
Cool. Okay. What's a functional deadline? So I'm thinking if we say Monday – oh, no, wait. Monday is MLK, so there won't be a leadership call. Shall we say Tuesday evening for all the stuff to be in? So we have a chance to edit this and then kind of turn it around, unfortunately, one day before travel day. Would that work for everybody?
It's Denise. I think that's a good deadline, personally.
Okay. So, Jennifer, if you could put an action item for this, so all edits via suggestion mode into the final SSR1 recommendations document by Tuesday, and then we will figure out who does the final edits from within the leadership team. Any other comments on this?
Yep.
Okay, great. So then we can move on to the third agenda item, which is the ICANN SSR Workstream Brainstorm. I would like to hand this over to someone who is actually fully involved in the ICANN SSR. Any volunteers to kind of lead the discussion on that? Or to at least provide like an introduction from a perspective of an insider?
So, hi, this is Bobon. Yeah, I can try it. Yeah, so because I was a rapporteur of ICANN SSR, and I've also talked to Russ in a couple of days. So, and to be honest, I don't know at the moment how to best approach the whole topic of ICANN SSR workstream in general. So the fact is that the long break means that we are de facto back at the starting line. So, and it has already been difficult to me to remember what happened 13 months ago when I write the summary in November 2018. Yeah, so you can, or I can reference you to the message. So I think, or I would propose, yeah, that we should at first consolidate the current notes that we have, yeah, with the participants from the fact-finding meeting in LA 2017. I think Norm was there, Denise, Eric, myself, James again left the review team. So I think that was the team in LA, and to identify the open issues and to address them. Yeah, and I think that should be also a main part for the agenda next week in the face-to-face meeting. So, and I think that the people that were in LA at that time take a look in the documents and the notes that we have. I can also put, I will share the link here again and in the chat. And to try to understand it, okay, what is still needed to talk about it, how to reach the goal to create that part of the documentation and recommendations. So that's what I've proposed. Yeah, and so what do you think about it? Denise, you was also in LA. I think Eric is in the line. So Norm, any suggestions how to proceed with this issue or how to structure it or how to work within it?
Thanks a lot, Boban. I think that was a great start. I can see Eric has his hand up, so please go ahead.
Hey, so Boban, you asked for me. I guess I'm receptive to the comments that I saw Zarko make on the email list, where he thought that we may have to sort of kick the hornet's nest back over again. But I'm not entirely sure I understand. But yeah, I certainly understand we should go and take a look and see if things still sort of stand the test of time. My hope would have been that, like, when we do that, that we might very well find that things are still as we sort of, that our observations are still worth noting. So I wasn't immediately clear exactly why we would for sure have to go back and do another fact finding. I'm happy to sort of agree with people if that's what they think. I'd just be curious why or not. But so I was just a little confused by that. I was hoping that if we went and looked at the notes, we'd be able to type something up, or that something specific would pop out that we'd have to go revisit. But does that seem unreasonable or reasonable? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is Boban. Well, I think it sounds reasonable, and I think that we don't need another fact-finding meeting, yeah, because we have some outcome from the meeting in LA 2017. We should take a look in it. It's only a first draft or a skeleton, or I don't know, it was only to write it down, some notes, nothing else, yeah. So we should take a look at it and maybe confirm it by the people that we talked to them in 2017. If it's still at the same situation and then try to structure it and to write it down. So I don't think that we need another fact-finding meeting. So we need maybe talk to one, two, or three people, yeah, to confirm the outcome, and that's it, because it was before 15 months, yeah, so when we talk about it. And maybe there are some change in the meantime, or there were some changes in the meantime, and we just need to confirm it and nothing else, yeah.
If you'd like to put me in the queue.
Yes, I think Noam had his hand up, Denise, and then when Noam's done, just go immediately.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say very much the same as you just said, Boban, is that there certainly were some areas that you know, we thought were fulsome. So there's probably no need to go back and review those, but there are some other areas that we thought there was room for them or that were lacking in some regards, and it has been 15 to 16 months. So those items I think we should follow up on. I'm thinking that, you know, since we asked some of those questions, it might have triggered some staff to say, hey, we must do something about it, and perhaps they have in those last 15 months. We should check that.
Yep. So that's...
Yeah, this is Denise again. Sorry, I'm just on the phone. I would have done simply a plus one in Adobe Connect. I agree with Boban, Eric, and Norm that's a good path forward for this.
Okay. Noam, your hand is still up. Is this new or is this old? I assume old. So, Rev, I hope you can hear us. Just a quick update. So we are discussing point three, and we are already through one and two. And if you want, please take over the call.
Yes, I can hear you. Give me a minute to understand the continuity. Please keep going.
Okay. Excellent. Are there any other comments on the ICANN SSR workstream brainstorm that haven't been raised yet? No. Okay.
Do we know – sorry, this is Russ. Do we know who we need to interview, if anyone, so that we can start lining up telephone interviews or even see if they're available in L.A.?
Anyone from the initial ICANN SSR team, do we have any clarity on that? I can also see Naveed is in the queue, but let's try to finish these names first if possible.
This is Denise. If you put me in the queue, or I can answer. I can respond to Russ.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, Russ. I think that's a good suggestion. Those of us who have volunteered and who were involved in SSR 1 before the team was suspended can. Go through the key topics and sort of findings and information collected. There was also some follow-up questions that were provided and flagged perhaps early next week. Those matters where it would be useful to have a check-in with staff. So we could aim to do that by the Tuesday deadline as well.
Okay, if the Icon SSR team, old team, are happy with that, could we add an action icon for that, please? Also, I can see Naveed is in the queue, and I think we are done with the names so far. So, Naveed, please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so a comment or question is I understand that this ICANN SSR and DNS SSR was partially completed before the pause, and we have some aspects that were matured enough before the pause was made. This I understood by the discussion as well over the time since we restarted. So I was just wondering if we will be relating those at least that are matured with the topics that are included in SSR1 recommendations and our document, and try to relate those two so that they don't look like standalone and separate documents. So do we plan to do this at some stage?
This is Russ. In the report, we already have a couple places where we have forward pointers to say this is a topic that needs more work, but we don't have recommendation in those forward pointers. We need to make sure actually point to something that makes sense. I think we should also make a pass to see once that section is done, if we have a place where there is a recommendation that overlaps, that we just have one recommendation instead of two overlapping ones. But I think it's important that we move on and get the work done, and then we can make sure the report reads well as a final step, as opposed to it driving the way we do the work.
So this is Lauren, and having gone through all the recommendations from SSR1, there are a few kind of key points that essentially we have raised many, many times that will probably turn into recommendations. And as Russ said, I also have the feeling that we have to kind of say, okay, this is what we say about SSR1, and then when other things are complete, we can kind of look more deeply into these connections. Obviously, before the other work isn't done, it's really tough for us to kind of do all the pointers. So probably there has to be kind of final round of tying everything together.
Naveed, are you happy with that approach?
Yeah, actually, I'm okay. I was just relating it to something that if it is done already, if it is matured already, it might be very quick for people who have been involved in that to quickly relate the existing SSR1 document to see where those fit. Because I understand that SSR1 recommendations also are categorized among ICANN SSR and DNS SSR. So if something that they think we already have some kind of recommendation on that, so I was just trying to see it in this retrospective way to see whether we can relate at this moment, or I'm happy doing it later.
So this is Lauren. I'm not 100% sure I have a position or answer on this right now. I don't know really what the best approach is. I mean, I guess this is, we're able to discuss it now if anyone has any position.
So hi, this is Boban. Do
we can keep it as an Navidius. So we can keep it as like a discussion point during our face to face if they agree. I'm not in a hurry to get an answer to what I just raised. So we can have a quick discussion on this face to face.
Okay, thank you, Nobi. This is Bowen. That's also what I would like to propose, to talk about it next week. Yeah, because it's not mandatory to decide it at the moment. I would like to go back to the action item for Tuesday regarding ICANN SSR. So, Lauren, you propose to define an action item to review the stuff and to try to find a lack in information to address it then in the face-to-face meeting next week with the relevant people, or how to describe it at best?
So this action item, I'm just trying to read it. So I think the main thing that Russ was pointing to was that we need to kind of figure out who the people are that we kind of have to talk to again. I hope I'm not misrepresenting Russ's point. And I think the idea was simply to say, have a look at what was done. Who are the people that we need to talk to? Does that make sense, or did I completely miss what you were asking?
No, it makes sense to me. Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay. Do we have anything else for the ICANN SSR workstream brainstorm point we're currently discussing? Oh, I can see Jennifer. Sorry, you're so far up there. You have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Hi, no worries. It's just on that point on the action item for the former subteam members to take a look at the outcomes from the LA meeting and the previous work that was done on the subgroup. There's a lot of information on the wiki, and I understand that it's not always the easiest to locate. So I can take an action item to send an email to the list to the entire team with just some pointers to, I know there's a draft report that was put together at the time, or just like some bullet points really is all it is. And then there was some questions that the team asked that we have since had answers to from ICANN staff as late as December 2018, so they're current. So I'll send all that information to the list if that would be helpful for those who are going through the exercise of taking out the outcomes from the meeting.
So this is Lauren. I think having both would make the most sense. I can also see Naveed raised his hand while Jennifer was speaking. Naveed, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Naveed. Actually, I was wondering again. I'm sorry about coming back to SSR one document again and again. But in some of the edits that I made there, actually they require interviews to be conducted with the community to get an indication whether whether the actual framework was implemented by the community or not, because the information we get from ICANN suggests has actually no suggestion or no evidence whether this was done or not. But the interviews might be helpful in that respect, and we can later improve our recommendations related to those aspects. I am talking about the again ICANN SSR related activities, the framework, the policies that they had to make, the implementation, the models, different models that were proposed in SSR1. So there are a lot of things. So I think we need to set up some interviews with the community to help us get a better picture of what was happened actually with the community.
Okay, thank you, Naveed. I think this is another one that might be easier to kind of review face to face, potentially just with what we already kind of said we would discuss face to face. I hope that's okay. Is there anything else on the ICANN SSR Workstream brainstorm that we should think about this week? Please go ahead if anyone has any points for me.
Yep.
Okay. So that looks good. Again, Jennifer, thank you for the idea to kind of send out the additional reminder, and thanks to the sub team for their points. For agenda point 4, the BNS SSR work stream, if he wants, I'd like to turn over to Russ to continue.
Okay, thank you. I'm actually going to pass this one to Eric. Eric, you started figuring out how we're going to approach this. More needs to be done, I know. That's why we need to brainstorm it so that we can figure out what we can, what we need to do. Can you lead us through this?
Sure. Unless I can hot potato it to somebody else. Can I pass it to somebody else? No? Okay. So I started thinking about how I thought, you know, my personal opinion, so subject to the team's review of how to decompose the DNS SSR work stream. And where I personally wound up with, and so I'm certainly happy to have a discussion about this, is that I think starting from top-down concerns is probably going to be, in my opinion, would yield better, more fruit than bottom-up. So instead of looking at, you know, which pieces of architecture, infrastructure, or identifier space are governed or managed by ICANN, et cetera, it'd be easier to start off with things that we think are general concerns, SSR concerns in general, and then trace back those that we think do map to ICANN real estate or ICANN elements. So to that end, I put together a list I'm going to paste into the chat room now, and I'll read aloud for those that don't that are on phone only. And, oh, it looks like it's not going to format properly. Hooray. Okay, I'm going to do them one at a time. So as I read, as I paste them in one at a time, I'll read them out. So the first one, and they're in no particular order. It's just things that occurred to me and also kind of to level set for people what I think the right level of impedance is to get started. And I think this should be the start of a hopefully healthy discussion on the team that may ultimately completely change the actual content and direction. So the first one that I pasted is the root KSK rollover. So, again, this would be sort of like, hey, there's something topical. There's a number of aspects and elements to it. There's open discussions. It was certainly brought up on our own team call or team mailing list a couple times. So it's, I think, worthy of at least discussion, and then using the primer or the, what do we call it, the preliminary text that we discussed, trace it back to see does it relate to any element under ICANN's domain. Then the next item was alternate root deployment and coexistence. The next one is root zone SSR measurement reports. The next one is top-level domain SSR measurement reports. Next one is namespace abuse. Next one is IANA registry SSR measurement reports. Next one is root KSK crypto, so status, agility, et cetera. And then finally, IANA numbers abuse. So these were things that I think some of them maybe seem like they make more sense than others to some people, so certainly I don't presume that they all necessarily have to stay, and I didn't want to do this work all on my own without working with the team anyway. So I was hoping this would get people started in what other issues or abuse items or whatever you think we ought to consider, and then some of the stuff may wind up getting thrown out as we start to trace it down and see what does and doesn't relate to ICANN stuff, but I think almost necessarily all of it will evolve. In other words, I think things like namespace abuse are incredibly too broad. But what I'm hopeful is that with the diverse constituency we have on this team, that various people say, like, well, inside the namespace, the abuse things I care about are XYZ. And then things like that high-level bullet point will get blown out into more specific concerns. So
Eric, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I like all your topics, but like 3 or 4 years ago, I can't remember exactly, there was an update to the root zone that was incorrect, and then there was a quick fix applied and everything went fine. But my question is, could the QA process have, caught that ahead of time? And I just wonder where, breaking down of this task, that question would be asked.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Actually, I'm struggling to think of what the specific instance you're talking about is, but taking it kind of in general. I think we should figure out a bullet point. Maybe it's change control for the root zone or something like that.
That'd
don't
be great.
Know that it
sure. Falls. Yep. Yep. I mean, it may be that this is just a red herring, but if we don't investigate, we won't know.
I like it a lot. No. Okay. And it's an excellent exemplar for I don't think I got it all right. So by all means, everyone, please, add, subtract, whatever. And I feel like the call today is a starting point that I think hopefully we can get a little more airtime in upcoming calls, face-to-face, whatever, to actually get people's creative juices engaged on this one, because if we do take this top-down approach, which I personally feel like is going to work best, it's best if it draws from people's sort of background and interests in where you're coming from and what you're seeing, and we'll throw a lot of things, lots of spaghetti at the wall, and a lot of it won't stick, and I think we're all sort of professional enough to be okay with that. And what I hope we wind up with is, here are all the things that are real problems or will be problems or have been problems in the Internet, and they are the things that trace back to things that relate to SSR and unique identifier system managed by ICANN. And I feel like this is the right way to go. So does anybody have any comments or questions? I'm going to pause to take a breath and not steal all the oxygen. I know this is coming right out of nowhere for a lot of folks because there hasn't been a lot of discussion about DNSSSR, and I do have it in a Word document that I'll share. I just didn't bother to share it yet because life. So by all means, don't feel like you have to answer now, but I would very much appreciate any feedback early or otherwise. Okay, cool. Well, once I send this out to the list, I will hope that if anybody has any thoughts that you feel free to share them. And the extent to which we seem to come as a team to cross purposes, I suppose we'll be talking about it online. But the next step, I would think, assuming we wind up with a candidate, like in other words, say that the list that we have now, including Russ's edition, is the canonical starting point, that each of these will be decomposed into looking at the first one just as an example, root KSK rollover, what are the aspects of that general topic that are SSR concerns? And, one thing could be, there's been some discussion on a list about traffic volumes. So we could come up with specific volumes or specific elements of investigation under each of these bullet points. And then those specific elements of investigation, we would decide whether they map back to ICANN, real estate in ICANN's purview or not. So that's my proposal. I see no hands and no comments. So.
This is Denise. Sorry, I'm in transit, not in Adobe. That sounds like a good plan to me. Thanks.
Thank you. I see Carrie Ann's giving the nod. Thank you, Carrie Ann. Anybody else? No? I see a hand up from Lauren.
This is Lauren. Just quickly, I think this is another one where we also should allocate some time next week to essentially like sit down together and kind of go through. And I think you sending around that document, providing some ideas to start with is a great starting point.
Cool, thank you. Okay, so I think I'm closing. It looks like this agenda item closes out before AOB. So, you know, if anybody's just chomping at the bit, please speak now for ever hold your peace until LA. But I see no hands. I see no comments. So, Russ, I'll pass the potato back to you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to figure out how we break these pieces into who needs to be interviewed, what questions we need to get answered during those interviews. I'm not suggesting we do that right now on the call. I'm saying please think about those things. Boban used that Tuvalu tool to basically decompose each of these things. I'm not saying a particular tool has to be used, but we do need to get to the point where we have that information so we can schedule the interviews and get the information we need to write that piece of the report. So think about that between now and when we're together, roughly a week from now. Boban is typing.
No, not anymore. So. So I deleted it. Yeah, so that my voice for Trello, yeah, because we have one board, and as I can remember, Jennifer set up for every sub team one dedicated board. So I think when we have a tool in place, then we should also use it. Yeah, but it's up to you to decide on it. Yeah, but my voice is for Trello. Yes, so that's it.
Okay. Is there any other business we need to cover today? Okay, not hearing anything. Jennifer, would you take us through the action items?
Sure. Thanks, Russ. Will be. So action items for today, team members to use suggestion mode to make any final suggestions to the text in the SSR1 Google document by Tuesday, the 22nd of January at 23:59 UTC, after which the leadership team will go through the changes in the document ahead of a consensus call to be held in LA during the face-to-face meeting on that text that's in the document. Those involved in the ICANN SSR former sub-team to go through the outcomes from the LA meeting and previous subgroup work to flag any areas where more follow-up or interviews are required. I have an action item to circulate the information that's on the wiki that would be helpful for that exercise regarding the ICANN SSR subgroup meeting in Los Angeles. Eric is going to share the list of DNS SSR topics to the email list for team members to share any input. And you're welcome to please share any edits or updates to the action items if you have any. And I just have a couple of other items, which Brenda has typed here in the chat. Please remember to send your dinner menu selections for those of you who will be in Los Angeles for the face-to-face meeting for the team dinner on Friday. And due to the Thursday next week being a travel day for lots of people, there will be no call next week, so we will speak again on Friday, face-to-face. And I see Carrie-Anne has a hand raised. Thanks. Go ahead, Carrie-Anne.
Hi, this is just any other business. Just in case I missed it completely, and it's possible, because my life has been a little bit crazy at work, so I apologize to everyone. The precise dates for face-to-face in Kobe, was that determined yet? Because I just needed to start scheduling it in our calendar at the office. So I was just wondering if we had a precise date for the face-to-face. No, right now we're just considering all of the ICANN meeting, which on my calendar is saying the 7th or the 15th. So I just needed to know if we had the precise dates for the face-to-face as yet.
Yes, we do. We're meeting on March 8th, 9th, and 15th. The current plan is to put together the presentations for the outreach at the beginning, and then use the 15th to filter what we learned back into the report.
Okay, thanks a lot, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Kaveh speaking, Russ. Sorry, I don't have IDOB. May I add an AOB?
Go ahead.
So basically, because I saw the mail from Amin, I guess, resigning, and I just wanted to know if leadership has any plans to contact his constituency and see if there would be a replacement or if there is any plan, or the team has decided to just continue without him.
We haven't had that discussion yet. I'm actually of two minds on that myself. One is that we could use help, but the other mind is that looking back from the new members and how long it took them to come up to speed after the meeting last August, till they were actually up to speed and contributing, I wonder if a new member could actually be up to speed and contributing in time to actually lend help. That's my two minds. If you guys have thoughts, I'd love to hear them.
Oh, fair enough. Thank you. So if there is any decision on that from leadership, please kindly communicate that so it's clear. Thank you very much.
This is Lauren. I can see Carrie has her hand up. I'm not sure if this is old. Yes, okay. Just as a suggestion regarding the resignation, if we could put this on a leadership call agenda next week, and then we should have something by the time the face-to-face comes around, if that's fine for everybody.
Makes sense to me. Okay, I'm not seeing any more hands. I think that means we've exhausted the other business. And you get 2 minutes back. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.